ready to go backstage? I think we're just about to see Isabel and Vittorio Grigolo.
We're with tenor Vittorio Grigolo, our irrepressible Cavaradossi. Hi, Vittorio.
Hi. Hi, Isabel.
Hi. Vittorio, it is hard to believe that this is your first time singing Cavaradossi. I mean, you're obviously
It was the first time when we sang Werther together, so and I was covered in blood. So it looks like we have always to speak when I am full of blood.
I'm in the wrong costume.
Yes, you are, but you're never on the wrong costume.
What makes this such a good fit for you artistically?
This is something I was waiting since a lot of time. I mean, Mario Cavaradossi, it was a dream role. I was I was a little shepherd singing Io dei Sospiri that the public gonna listen it very soon.
Yeah.
And I was a little shepherd of 13 years old, and Luciano was waiting for me at the end of this role.
Pavarotti,
yes,
was your Cavaradossi,
yes,
when you were 13?
Time. Yes. So I was waiting there, and he was saying, bravo, bravo, one day you're going to sing the aria. But said, when? Now, 27 years later, I'm here next to you, and really soon we're going to sing this beautiful piece that actually I would like to say to everybody, it's an inspiration, because we don't have to forget the senses. We are so technologically advanced, but this aria talks through the senses. E lucean le stelle, ed olezzava la terra, stridea l'uscio dell'orto. He's really thinking about everything he's going to lose. All the senses he's going to lose.
Yeah.
So the life, you know, the five senses. So the smell, the view, the hearing, everything is going to lose until now from 1 hour. It's just only 1 hour. So he said, I'm going to lose everything. So, and everything is related to her. So it's so big. Yeah. Sometimes love can be, you know, very fast. But
she's a lucky woman.
Yeah, she's a lucky woman. But like Einstein said, relativity of time. Everything is relativity of time. Can be 1 hour, but it could be like that hour could be the most amazing hour of your life or our life.
Well, that's everything.
It's what we had in chemistry, same thing when we had in Werther. We were both, you were crying like
Let's not talk about me. I want to talk more about Cavaradossi. You have to tell me more about Cavaradossi. What is the key for you?
I mean, the key is to think there is a young for the first time. Actually, David did a great thing because he wanted to see. I wanted to see Cavaradossi. I wanted to see him young, alive, passionate, politically involved. So when he sees the other guy, he said, "Yes, I'm gonna help you. I will cost my life, but it will give you all my energy of my life. But I'll save your ass. You know, like I'm gonna make it a statement." So I mean, that was something incredible.
That's
and I mean, Mario Cavaradossi means also Rome. It means also a lot of my. When I was a kid, I lived maybe 15, 17 years in Rome doing my old school, and I was passing with the scooter every day looking at Castel Sant'Angelo for real. So now
I am, you're home. You're home in so many ways here.
I am home, and I am home here at the Met.
Wow.
I mean,
yes.
They are giving me a lot of... They opened me those doors, and here it's been a wonderful time.
Sonia said the same thing, that this felt like a family. Can you tell me a little bit how you and Sonia developed such a good rapport?
With Sonia, we had a great, great, great venture. It begins many years ago when I asked her, and she was younger than me, and I asked her, would you like to join me on a tour in Germany? We started the tour in Germany. She was singing a few arias. And then Sony, you know, she's also with Yardi with the same label. I invited her to have a duet with me, a romantic hero album, and then she flew away like a diva star. So
that's
now
amazing.
She's here.
Listen, we need to have our own show, apparently,
incredible.
So but I cannot let you keep on talking. You have so much more work
to
do.
It's okay.
So thank you so much.
It's just a Tosca, you know, just a very simple part, so don't worry about it.
Thank you so much, Vittorio. Thank you.
I love you.
Ciao.
Well, that was host Isabel Leonard and the irrepressible
That's
tenor,
the word.
Our Cavaradossi Vittorio Grigolo. That's something, Ira?
Now, what can you say about Vittorio? I can say that I'm looking forward to his beautiful Le Luceva, which I find very fragile, very touching, very moving, the way he presents the aria.
Me too. And I just have to mention that while they were doing that interview, the people in the theaters, they flashed a picture up of Luciano Pavarotti and little Vittorio Grigolo back when he was singing the role of the shepherd and Pavarotti was his Cavaradossi.
Can you imagine?
He even put that picture on Instagram. He's obviously very proud of that and has wonderful memories of his time with Luciano.
Who wouldn't?
Well, we're all looking forward to the third and final act.